Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
Doing great. Thanks, Kit.
Kit, I'm doing great. Hope you are, and hope everybody out there in Radioland is as well.
Absolutely. Now, we are always looking for good ideas here on The Financial Safari, and this is an interesting thing coming up right now. Troy Carter, who is an investor in Uber, and also, for those listening out there, also Lady Gaga's former manager, has been putting together a startup accelerator looking to help out different companies who focus on technology, entertainment, and culture, which is something that traditional venture capitalists have shied away from after the sort of air around Napster. So he has put together this competition, and this year has narrowed down 200 applications to six top startups in the realm of music and technology.
All right. Sounds exciting. Startups, either they do real well or you never hear about them again, right?
Exactly. And these can always be the next big thing.
That's right. Maybe you'll hear about it here first.
Exactly. You're here. All right. Starting off with WeTransfer, which is a way to transfer large files. Now, we've seen this sort of thing in Dropbox and FileShare and those sorts of companies. But this is specifically designed to work within the music industry, where they have not just large files, but also digital masters that they're trying to transfer in high quality.
And in security as well, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Well, the one I know there's six of them, but I really like the one called Podium. Let's talk about Podium real quick.
Absolutely. So those TV screens that you see in the back of taxis, Podium is trying to do the same thing, but with Lyft and Ubers. So it gives tablets to drivers for those two companies and then splits the revenue it gets from the advertisers. So you have those little television screens that show clips from upcoming shows or advertisements, and it puts that into the cars of regular folks who are going out and putting their cars up for general use.
So my question is, who's going to pay for the wireless connection there? Probably Uber or Lyft, hopefully.
Probably.
You don't want to split revenue but then cost you money because you were having to pay for the minute somebody was on surfing on your tablets in the back of their seat kind of thing.
Now, it is interesting because Uber in the past has discouraged third-party advertisers. So I'm not sure how that would actually work to get one working with the
other. Just like anything in the world, you discourage it until you benefit from it. And then all of a sudden you're in favor of it. Watch how fast Uber becomes in favor of it.
Exactly. Well, as always, we're looking out for new ideas here on the Financial Safari. And if you have a question or you'd like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a local financial coach right in your area, call Coach Pete's personal hotline now and he will get you in touch with your local financial coach. 800-604-1099. That's 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
We take this brief time out for a Financial Safari quiz question. An advisor tells you he can guarantee you a 20% return on your investment. You should do what? A, sign on the dotted line. B, ask for some literature about the investment. Or C, run in the other direction. The correct answer? C. Beware whenever someone combines the word guarantee with a return that high. There's no such investment that can do that. Don't walk, run the other way.
And folks, this is the time of the show where we go out around the world and find someone who's made a difference in the financial world or the world in general. And we're going to go to Johns Hopkins University in Maryland and talk to Jennifer Fitzpatrick. She's the author of a book that's coming out here at the end of September, Cruising Through Caregiving, Reducing the Stress of Caring for Your Loved One. All about getting older folks and as we lose independence because we can't do certain things, establishing a team or chain of command to make sure we still have the freedoms we deserve. Jennifer, welcome in.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Now, this is a topic that not a day goes by where someone doesn't ask me about long-term care. You know, what's going to happen when we get older? I'm going to stay at my house. I don't need any help, or my kids are going to take care of me. And then you ask the kids, and they don't want anything to do with that, right?
Yeah, that happens. Actually, that happens a lot more than you might think, that maybe not even that they don't want to, but they're unable to.
Yeah, and it is an emotional roller coaster as children having to get other people to take care of our parents.
It really is. One thing that we want adult kids to know, and anybody who's got an older or disabled loved one, is there's lots of options out there to help you take care of your loved one, especially if you're not geographically close.
Yeah, and that's what happens many times is maybe there's two or three brothers and sisters. One of them lives close to mom and dad. The other two are far away in different states or different countries. And guess who gets the burden of taking care of mom and dad most of the time? The one that's closest.
Yeah, and that it's a really tough thing because that can cause a lot of conflict in the family if one person is carrying most of it. And in most families, that's exactly what happens. One person rises to the surface and is the primary caregiver.
Now, what came on my radar screen about you that really stuck out is you had a title, Robots Babysitting Parents, and you said that you might be able to employ a robot to stay with your parents pretty soon and help them with their everyday tasks. And that really, you know, I could just picture that, a robot like you see on the Jetsons or Lost in Space or something like that. But how, well, you know, how long away are we from something like that happening?
Yeah, I think we're pretty far away from that. What we thought we could really talk about is the technology that's available to augment what adult children and other family members can do. Robots, we don't necessarily have robots right now, although they are using robots in medical institutions and hospitals to do tasks like, you know, taking linens to a room or something like that. And we have that technology is being looked at and tested with different organizations, different companies, but I think we're pretty far away from that. Even if there was a robot available to augment care right now, the current generation of older adults that we have, especially those, you know, 75 and older, they are going to not be so comfortable with that. Possibly when the millennials get to be elderly, that might be something that they'd be a little bit more comfortable with. But there are actually many types of technology that can make a caregiver's life easier.
It's a 24/7 work job when you're taking care of somebody. I mean, it's 24 hours, 7 days a week. There's no time off where unless you have somebody to substitute for you. That's what I think, say, take the burden off a little bit.
Right. Well, that's the thing. With a lot of families, if your loved one does require 24-hour care, the best thing we want families to remember, it should not fall on one person. We want people to establish a team. Most of the time, and I call it like your caregiving crew. The book's called Cruising Through Caregiving, and it's got nautical analogies. I call it your caregiving crew. So you gave the example, Coach, of a sibling who's local, and they're maybe live, you know, nearby the parent. Maybe there's a couple of other siblings that live in another state. And what you want to do is that sibling that's local, that's your primary caregiver. I call that person the captain of your ship. And then what we have, you utilize those other siblings in other ways. Can they maybe send some money so you can hire some help? Can they fly in a couple times a year to give you a break? What kinds of things can those secondary caregivers, I call them your first mates, what can your first mates do to make the caregiving process easier?
As we get older, things don't work as good as they used to. That's just a fact. I hit 50 this year. I can speak from experience that you can't do things you used to be able to do, and it only gets worse over time, correct?
Well, you know, not everybody ages differently. For anybody who is younger, and maybe you are a caregiver yourself, just know that it's not that you inevitably absolutely need a caregiver. And one of the things that is really, maybe you do someday have an illness or a caregiver, you're going to need one, but maybe it'll be a couple months rather than 5 years. So we do have some control over our aging experience.
Yeah, and I agree. I've seen people in their 70s who I think they sure act like they're in their 30s, but then I see people in their 30s who act like they're in their 70s. It's all, it really
is
a state of mind. But I've also
really
seen
is that
things can change in an instant, too. So it's important to have a plan set up ahead of time for when something
Absolutely.
Unexpected happens. And your book is a great book, folks. Get it anywhere books are sold when it comes out on September 27th. Cruising Through Caregiving, Reducing the Stress of Caring for Your Loved One. Again, her name was Jennifer Fitzpatrick. Jennifer, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Yeah, and folks, if you joined the show late or want to hear this interview again in its entirety, you can always go to financialsafari.com and click on that As Heard on the Show icon. We'll be right back after this.